Proclamation number 8762 of 25th of February, 1964. Spiritual connections. I can only ever tell you that you should let me myself speak to you, that you should only listen to me myself, and truly, you will not need to regret it, for everything you need to know will be conveyed to you. You will not need to walk along in darkness, but bright light will illuminate the path, at the destination of which I myself will receive you. Therefore you should always turn directly to me that I light the light for you. You should not expect it elsewhere. For light can only come forth from me, who is the light from eternity. I certainly direct my flow of love light through countless light beings everywhere into infinity. It always has its origin in me and therefore always remains the same light. But you know that there are also blinding lights. You know that these can certainly blind your eyes but also make them incapable for the right light, which gives off a gentle shine and still brightly illuminates everything, which will touch you beneficently, but does not flash glaringly before you and therefore weakens your eyes. And such dazzling lights are work of my adversary, who likewise makes use of people who are prepared to be active for him for the forwarding of his vessels. People who want to cause confusion themselves, or also those who have the best intention but do not take the way directly to me to ever light it. You man must know that there are innumerable spirit beings, which still lack the light of knowledge themselves, but which seize every opportunity to establish connection with men on earth, and which disown them, which therefore seek to impart what they possess themselves, although it does not correspond to truth. Furthermore, you must know that the spirit world is constantly in contact with you, and according to your own degree of maturity you are also surrounded by spiritual beings, which now consider you through a radiation of their knowledge to your thoughts. Every thought has its start in the spiritual world, and it always touches you man according to your own maturity and your will and desire for truth. The process, which constantly takes place through thought activity of man, takes on certain forms when it happens consciously. When therefore man consciously establishes the connection with the spiritual world and receives spiritual material from there, which then more or less corresponds to truth, because men stand in completely different stages of maturity and also purpose and aim of the conscious connection with the spirit world is different. But every opportunity is seized by the spirit beings because they want to make themselves heard. I have now equipped you man with free will, and this alone decides whether you are influenced positively or negatively by the beings of the spiritual kingdom, because according to your will the teaching spirit beings come to you, which can either bring light or put you into ever greater darkness. Because your free will determines your walk of life. It drives you or hinders you to work in love. Your free will earnestly desires truth or is content with whatever spiritual good is offered to you. Your free will earnestly strives towards me or joins my opponent. And therefore your free will also determines the teachers who seek to instruct you from the spiritual kingdom. But only beings of light are entitled to instruct you, and these are also guaranteed to impart pure truth to you, because they only pass on what they receive directly from me. But how are you to recognize whether you are instructed by the world of light or by such beings, which themselves do not yet stand in truth? You must first take the way to me, devote yourselves to me completely and ask me for supply of truth. And if I now give you an answer through my messengers of light from the spiritual kingdom, then you can be assured that I will first encourage you to make direct contact with me myself. that I will enlighten you about the working of my spirit in the human being, and that I therefore give you a guarantee that you will then receive purest truth from me, because my spirit cannot err. Then I will certainly also work in you through messengers of light, that is, my ray of love light will be passed through those high spiritual beings who are admitted for instruction, who pass on nothing but my strength of love, who radiate my water earth, which emanates directly from me. Understand, people who sincerely desire the truth and intimately unite with me can certainly also be instructed in accordance with the truth by spiritual means, because their purity guarantees it. Yet these are such rare exceptions, and yet they tempt fellow human beings to seek truth in the same way, and these take a great risk because they themselves cannot control the spirit world which expresses itself to them, because ignorant spirits also make themselves heard, and therefore there is never the certainty of receiving pure truth. But every being of light which receives the flow of love light from me and passes it on will in turn try to influence the human being to establish an ever more intimate direct connection with me and thus enable the working of the spirit. It will enlighten the human being about the fact that truth emanates from me alone and can also be received directly from me. For the being of light knows about all dangers of a spiritual contact with the spirit world, and it knows that the human being can rarely only meet the dangers on his own, because a completely pure, mature soul life of the human being is a prerequisite. But such would also allow the process of direct transmission through my spirit, which is far more beneficial for himself and his followers. The average person's state of maturity is still too low for him to be able to guarantee the connection with the high world of light, and therefore the danger is too great that error will be represented as truth just because it originates from the spiritual kingdom. Thus it was conveyed to people through mediums. A medium will also not be able to ward off an impure spirit which can easily slip in where earthly directed desires or impure urges are still present in one of the participants of such circles which seek to make contact with the spiritual kingdom. Such a connection is and remains a danger for the souls of men, because only very rarely the sphere is so pure that no counter spirit finds access. And then also pure truth can be imparted to men. But every such favorable opportunity is also taken by the beings of light and tried to make use of in the sense to make man understand the working of the spirit in man, so that then a reception of truth is guaranteed and a great blessing also grows out of it for fellow men. But then it will also be understandable to you that there is only one truth, which alone starts from me, who is the eternal truth. And I must emphasize this again and again, that you can then also represent the absolute truth when I myself am the origin of spiritual knowledge which comes or has come to you through my direct working in you. But that you will never have the same certainty when you are taught in a different way, although even then partial truths come to you. But there is just as great danger that you humans will be misled. For my adversary is active on earth and also in the spiritual kingdom, and his aim is to increase spiritual darkness and to extinguish or dim all light. But I am the light from eternity, and I will always radiate light into the darkness, so that you, my creatures, find the way, which leads back to me and to eternal life. Amen.